Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Guess who showed up this morning? Little snow miser activity.
A little bit. It's kind of beautiful.
Late last night, National Weather Service is like, we're watching some stuff. And then it was about 3 hours ago, I saw a post that National Weather Service, and it's not worrisome. It's just, but this is like the first time it's sticking a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Could see a little bit of a half an inch, maybe up to a dusting or an inch. Just know as you head out, hopefully our friends in Marion are on top of this.
Yeah.
With Dead Plow and Snowvarine.
Get them out there.
Yes. One of the many named snow plows.
The roundabout clearer out. Clear them out.
Clear them out. Clear them out.
Please. Please.
So just a little bit of light snow in the forecast through about 10 o'clock this morning. Could be your first venture into that stuff. Could be a little slick. So, especially if crews didn't go out last night, which I don't know if they did or not.
Yeah, I didn't really see anybody on my journey in. And
I didn't see anybody.
Barely lightly falling as I was coming in. So
it was a dusting of a dusting.
Yeah.
When I left the driveway. But when we both went to refill our coffee mugs, headed into this room, we could see like, our sidewalk outside's covered lightly.
Yeah, like a powdered sugar dusting.
A powdered, it's like a donut.
Yeah.
It's like a cement donut.
It's a powdered sugar donut, basically, is what we're telling you.
It's the best way to describe it.
Uh-huh.
Just use food metaphors.
Imagine it was a powdered sugar donut.
Yeah, don't try to lick it.
That is what is going on the sidewalks right now. So beware.
Beware.
Be advised.
And welcome back to the real world. It's a Monday.
Yeah. I hope that I can do this.
What do you got?
It's like riding a bike, right?
It is. Just get on and fall down twice and then you're good.
I was like, oh man, we're like, but it's just December. It's like, it's a little one.
What are you talking about?
Oh, just getting back into like the rhythm of things. And then we're going to get disrupted again with another holiday.
Yeah.
This time of year is just nutty. It's just nuts.
I love that it's a 4-day vacation.
Yeah.
Like think back 10, 15 years, the Friday after Thanksgiving typically wasn't a corporate holiday.
Oh, it was not.
But now everybody recognizes that.
Mm-hmm.
And my question is, this actually came up. We had a little Friendsgiving on Saturday. Will the day after or the day before Christmas ever be officially also recognized?
I wonder.
On a year where we've got a Wednesday Christmas and a Wednesday New Year's Day,
ugh,
it's like the worst one.
Yeah. Could we just maybe recognize some of it?
I'd like a day and then one on either side of it,
yeah,
right?
Same thing with the day after the Super Bowl.
Agreed.
Could we just kind of take at least a half day, maybe?
I think the problem with that one is two towns really just turn off.
Yeah.
One town gets a ton of business because they're hosting it, but like the two teams playing, those towns the next day, the business is there. And then the rest of us kind of watch, but I understand the reasoning on that one.
Yeah.
I think I'd push for the day before or after Christmas before Super Bowl.
For sure.
Monday.
If we're going priorities. But if we're just going, hey, you guys, as Americans, we need to take some more time off. Let's go.
Agreed.
I think we do.
Everybody else, every other country of our stature does this. But us.
Country.
Nah, can't take time. Every other country and Ben.
Yeah, and Ben. And also producer Ben gets it.
Guess who's not working today?
He is off today.
He's like, I've got vacation and I am going to carry nothing into 2025.
I think he became a full-time employee, took no vacation, and then was like, oh, I better use this. And just, poof.
He's a casino guy. He's got money in his pocket. He's going to walk out empty.
Yeah,
He's going to cash out. Every single hour of vacation, he's accrued.
He's a casino guy. He knows how to play the game.
Yeah, he plays the system.
Absolutely. Yeah. So he's like, I got one more day here. I'm going to spend it.
Because he still has more time off coming up in a couple of weeks.
He does. He does. You're right. December.
Yes, it's the new month.
Oh,
he's taking more time off.
Yeah.
So there it is.
You've got two happy morning scrambillions.
Just us two trying to make sure everything's not broken going in after there's been, you know, it's been pretty quiet around the old ranch.
It really has.
Right?
Super quiet. And with the snow falling too, it's even quieter.
Shh.
Shh.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Shannon and I have been invited to a little cocktail reception at Bruce Moore tonight.
Oh, yeah.
And the invitation clearly says we have access to all three levels of the house.
Like upstairs?
I've never been upstairs at Bruce Moore.
Now,
have you?
I think I have. I did the tour. I think I have.
I've only been there for events.
It's like bedrooms, right?
I don't know. I've never been there. I would presume since there's no bedrooms on the main floor.
Yeah, there's
the Bruce Moore's bedrooms, their chambers and quarters.
Yeah.
Were on the second floor.
Yeah.
I want to see the servant area. That's what I want to see.
There's one of those. Yeah.
There is?
Yeah.
Because I presume they have one of those kitchens with a back stairs.
Yep.
Because you can't use the regular stairs because you're the help.
Yes.
Yeah.
Upstairs, downstairs.
So my goal is, while everybody else is mixing and mingling downstairs,
sneak away
and walk around upstairs and see if there's ghosts and stuff.
You're ghost hunting?
Ghosts or money. Those are when it comes to Bruce Moore, I think there's got to be hidden money,
mm-hmm.
and there's clearly it has to be ghosts.
What are you going to bring with you to find these things? Are you going to do like one of those?
We learned the name for that thing when we went to the
ideal.
I can't
think of what it is.
Electromagnetic something.
But you know what I'm talking about.
I know. No, what? Tell me some more. I'm going to bring two hangers.
Yeah.
Like divining rods.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yes. Because those can sense
both. Wait. Not a hanger, a stick. It's got to be a really good stick.
I thought when I was in grade school, we used hangers.
Hangers?
Yeah, because it read the metal nature of the signals coming from the ground.
Such a dumb conversation.
It's not. This is a brilliant conversation.
We used my mom's hangers.
The really nice wire ones. I unscrewed them, like I untwisted them.
Yeah.
And then we would go to...
And that's what you used.
Elm Grove Cemetery. And then we would walk around and see if they would come... Like something about the bodies brought the rods together.
You took a hanger to see if you could find any bodies at a cemetery. How did it go?
There's a ton of them.
There's a ton of bodies in that cemetery.
They're already marked.
No.
I know.
That is so creepy.
But that same strategy should work if there's doubloons and gold inside.
There's got to be tons of doubloons
in there.
I'm going
to probably have to just break into some of the walls.
Absolutely.
I'm just going to be constantly knocking to look for hidden secret passages.
Can you bring just like a mini sledgehammer just in case you find anything?
Sure, why not? I fit that in my right pant leg.
Sure, why not? My goal is to have you get frisked as you walk into Bruce Moore tonight.
Okay, I'm actually considering how would I put a sledgehammer. I would put the rod down the pant leg,
uh-huh.
and I would hold the heavy part at my waist, and I'll wear a suit coat, constantly put my hand over it, like my hand's in my pocket.
Yeah.
And I'll have
to... So you'd hold...
But my right leg will always have to walk stiff.
Yes. Yes.
And come in like that.
Yeah.
Actually, if we get a cane from my left hand, it'll distract him.
Aha!
And that will be my one. And they'll take the cane apart. Divining rods. This is perfect.
This is genius.
I cannot wait to tear apart Bruce Moore tonight looking for ghosts and doubloons.
What if this is like super criminal and they've just proved that you're some sort of criminal?
Wait,
and
is this like the movie Trap?
All the proof is
on
our podcast.
This is M. Night Shyamalan's Trap, but the Bruce Moore is set up to trap Dancing Eric Hansen?
Yeah.
Wow.
Trapped.
Trap 2. We got him.
Well, you're not going to be here tomorrow. Okay, good to know.
Did you set it up?
I set up the perfect trap. He thought he was going to find gold bloom.
You include some free coffee pots like I'm in a hotel room. And that'll be what trapped my hand.
Looking for gold doubloons, but would settle for free coffee.
I'll take free coffee.
Meh.
Hey, if it's not bolted to the wall, guys, I'm taking it.
Either or.
Do you have some fancy furniture? A nice lamp?
Yeah.
Tiffany lamp would be nice. a throw pillow?
Anything that's not nailed down.
The Bruce Moores, Live, Laugh, Love. Bruce Moore's throw pillow would be
I
great.
Bet they have those.
I bet they do too.
Live, Laugh, Love. Lions.
Live, Laugh, Lions, I think is...
That's the Bruce
Live,
Moore
Live, Laugh, Lions.
Yeah.
Bruce Moore.
I have to shout out my sister because she has given me truly such a great gift. She, on our sister text chain, said, hey, here's a hot tip. Go get these pants. And she sent the link and everything. You got to get these pants because it's like wearing sweatpants to work.
What?
Dude, I went. And I took her advice, and I got them on right now. And look at the waistband.
You just pulled that away from your body.
I got my stretchy pants on.
Wow.
It's like sweatpants that are designed to be work pants. pants.
They're like my space pants.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, they're the best kept secret. I'm like, oh my gosh, these are heaven.
You know what we should go eat now?
Anything I want.
Fruitcake.
Ambrosia.
Ambrosia. The cherry on top.
Woo!
Because you got your...
Stretchy. Stretchy.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
On Z102.9.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Okay, the big question. What happened? Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift, did they get to spend Thanksgiving together?
Answer me!
They did. Taylor Swift celebrated her first Thanksgiving with Travis Kelce in Nashville, Tennessee. It was the Swifts, so Taylor's parents were hosting, and they invited the entire Kelce family.
Lovely.
Because as Donna Kelce said publicly, they didn't really have plans.
Right.
Everybody's kind of working, so it's kind of like wait and see. Travis had to leave right after dinner because he had a game, so he had to get ready for that. Taylor also is getting ready to wrap up the Eras tour in Vancouver after performing in Toronto. So everybody's very, very busy, but they did get to spend some time together, which is sweet.
I bet that Nashville airport was just swarming with people. Unless nobody knew, right? It was just nice and quiet.
Maybe. Or private spot. I don't know. Maybe
they both have to leave for, because Kansas City played Friday.
Yeah.
So they both had to leave for their jobs right after dinner.
Go. Busy. In other family Thanksgiving news, Ben Affleck and his ex-wife Jennifer Garner spent the holiday together with their kids. They started the holiday off working at Midnight Mission in LA all together, dishing out meals for thousands of people in need with their kids, Violet, Serafina, and Samuel. And then Ben was spotted going to Jennifer's house for Thanksgiving dinner, which is really nice.
You're going to say getting Duncan with a cigarette in his mouth.
Getting Duncan with a cigarette in his mouth and then going to Jen's house for dinner. Still in the process of divorcing Jennifer Lopez, but Jennifer Garner has been in a relationship with a guy named James Miller since 2018.
Was he there?
I didn't see him, but as far as I know, they're still together. So that's nice, though, that they had
the
kids
did.
Together.
Yes.
Yeah. Engagement, a Thanksgiving engagement. Eddie Murphy's son, Eric, has been dating Martin Lawrence's daughter, Jasmine.
No.
Since July of 2021, and they took the next step. They got engaged.
You are talking about a comedy powerhouse here.
I know. They got engaged actually Wednesday, so going into the Thanksgiving holiday. And weirdly enough, they did not meet through their dads, although Eddie and Martin have done two movies together, Boomerang in 92 and Life in 1999.
Yeah.
They never met through their dads. They actually met through Jasmine's uncle.
Okay.
Which is just weird, but
You you've got Martin Lawrence and Eddie Murphy.
I know.
Kings of comedy.
I know. Better have some funny kids.
They're going to be in-laws.
That's crazy.
Yes.
Crazy. And let's take a look at how movies did over the holiday.
Hollywood. Well, we contributed to two of them.
Yes, we did.
I saw Moana and I saw Wicked.
You did?
Yeah.
Moana 2, holiday hit. That was the number one movie at the box office this Thanksgiving weekend. $221 million over the five-day weekend, breaking the biggest Thanksgiving debut. That was the biggest record for the five-day weekend.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
huge.
I'll be back because I think I kind of fell asleep a little bit about two-thirds of the way through.
You need to check it again.
After seeing the trailer for it before Wicked, I'm like, I don't remember that part.
It was probably wise that they moved Wicked because Wicked was supposed to be head-to-head with Moana.
But it gave Wicked its own week.
Yes.
To basically do its business, right?
Exactly.
And they were still number two. Still good.
Number two. Followed by Gladiator 2. And we're going into the holiday season, and you're probably going to hear a lot of those holiday songs that just have a way of getting stuck in your head. So I really appreciate a YouTube channel called Earworm Eraser that has come up with a little bit of audio that can help erase those songs from your head. It's 40 seconds of audio that supposedly, according to science, can get songs unstuck in your head by constantly changing tempos, time signatures, musical styles. It can just erase whatever is stuck there.
Really?
Yeah, it sounds like this.
Oh.
So if you're waking up this morning and you're like, I can't get this out of my head.
If your name is Dancing Eric Hansen and you can't get that out of your head.
And I have to go to this YouTube channel.
Yep.
And just listen to this stuff. It's like a whiteboard eraser.
Yep.
Interesting.
According to them, so let me know how it works.
Give me the name of the scientist.
Who's a scientist?
DJ Earworm?
Dr. YouTube?
Is this as good as a WebMD diagnosis?
Who's science, yeah. According to the doctor,
I get it and I buy it.
Dr. Internet.
Dr. Internet, okay.
I don't know who the doctor is. What doctor of science? I don't know.
It makes sense to me. Because your brain is trying to figure out all of those other sounds.
And process it
and
all.
And you're not even once thinking of, oh, now it's back in my head.
Oh, there it is again.
There it is
again. Picked it right back up.
I don't know if Dr. Science got that one right. Well, I'll try it again later.
That's what we like to call.
Z's Sleaze.
Waking you up with the morning scramble on Z102.9.
4-day, 5-day weekend, depending on how it worked for your schedule, which means a ton of photos to go through for one-shot weekends.
Yeah, lots of options to choose from. What was the highlight of your weekend? What's one photo you could post for us on the Z102.9 Facebook page? We've got ours posted right now.
Look at us, happy Hawkeye fans. Early into the game against Nebraska, it was cold, but it didn't feel too cold. Look at all the people who got the message and decided to wear black. A couple of Nebraska fans in our section, but there we were sitting there in the front row, and then the game started going the wrong direction, and then those Nebraska fans behind us got a lot louder.
Got a little too rowdy for you.
And then we all agreed, like, we're going to watch the band, we're going to go inside, we'll watch a little bit inside, because I have access to some indoor areas.
Yeah.
And at the end of the third quarter, we had kicked a field goal, and I'm like, let's go. So we drove home. We were walking to the car when we scored the Hawkeye touchdown.
Okay.
At that point, we all realized we were the problem. Had we left earlier, I'm sure the team would have done much, much better.
I know. I kept like, I think I need to stop watching because the more I watch, the more nothing is happening.
Into the car, no traffic getting to Cedar Rapids. I got to Cedar Rapids. A typical quarter for football on the clock is 15 minutes, but it takes probably a good 45 minutes.
Yeah.
I was cresting the hill to my house when we sacked the quarterback for Nebraska. I pull into my driveway and leave the car running to run inside to watch the field goal.
Made it?
Made it. Just in time to watch Iowa beat Nebraska.
Oh, my.
Which I saw 4 games in the last whatever number of years have been decided by a field goal with either 1 second or no time left on the clock.
That
I think all Iowa victories.
Was so stressful.
Heart attack game for sure.
Yes. Yeah.
And it wasn't even done because that was Friday night. And then all day Saturday, it was handshake gate galore. And how dare they walk through our practice.
Yep.
And that still seems to have some legs even this morning. So I'm sure our friends next door at our brother station, 1600 ESPN, will have a lot to say about that.
Plenty to talk about. And then my husband was watching the Michigan-Ohio State game the following day where there was the fight after the game.
A big fight, yes.
Oh, my goodness. There was a lot of unsportsmanlike conduct over the weekend.
Well, you have a lot of time to build with these rivalries, and especially when you're like Michigan wasn't having a good year. They're frustrated.
Yeah.
Clearly Nebraska finally made a bowl game for the first time in many years, but there is a true rivalry now between the Hawkeyes and Nebraska.
For it to go to the coach, I was like, well, what's the coach's angle there?
I get you're trying to motivate, and sometimes you find unorthodox ways of doing it.
Sure, but...
But there's also something just called sportsmanship.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry we didn't let you pray at the logo. It's our field, our rules, right? Take your shoes off. Like, that's also... There's all of these little storylines.
I know!
And then Higgins goes over, one of our defensive player, and makes a point to tell the coach during the game, you didn't shake our hand, and that was a bad idea.
Yeah.
Like that's actually not... very classy either.
No,
if you really think about it.
I know. I'm like,
but because I wear those colors, I'm cool with it. Yeah. So all of that for, there's the other, quickly, the moment. So there's now some buzz because they were still warming up Nebraska when the Iowa band was getting ready to come on. And it felt frustrating. And then I looked down, I'm like, those kids are the exact same age.
Yeah.
One's wearing football helmet and pads and the other one's wearing a sousaphone. You have to like stop and just think about, these are 17 or 18 year olds to 20 somethings. They're all just They're college students.
Yeah.
And we just put all of this anger and frustration into
pressure.
It's a game, right?
Yeah.
Let them play.
Fun learning experience.
It is a learning experience. But it was great to hang out with however many people braved that game on Friday night.
That was a cold one.
And that was a cold one.
So many fans with their shirts off.
After a couple, there's a lot of hot chocolate and Fireball in the tent we were hanging out at. So I'm sure that was courage juice, right?
My goodness.
Sure.
Put your coat on.
All right. Let's go from the art of sport to the art of art.
Yeah. Got to do a little bit of shopping. Because I went down hard this weekend with a stomach bug, but I got to do a little bit of the shopping. My daughter dragged me out Black Friday, not early, but we did some like normal hours.
Sure.
And had a great time actually doing like the run through the
shopping.
Hit
the big stores,
yeah.
Look for some good deals.
Got some good deals.
Yeah.
Felt kind of good doing that. And then after like going through all of our great deals, I was like, you know what? We need to hit up some smaller shops on Saturday. We need to do it up. And my husband's like, hey, my friend Akwaeji is a fantastic artist. Let's go visit her. So we went over to Akwaeji's shop, and she's got all these beautiful new watercolors.
Is this in the Cherry building?
Yes.
Lovely.
Yeah, and she's got all of these beautiful watercolors that she's been dabbling in. She's gone from all these different artistic styles
that she's dabbled in. Poetry slam.
She can do it all.
She can do it all. She's a very talented artist.
There was a couple that we were very moved by, so we were like, can we have these? So
you didn't even have to pay for them? Just let you just take it off the wall? That's great. Can we have these?
Because she was telling us about how personal, like, this is from my trip to Jackson Hole, and I can remember the way the sun was cresting through. I'm like, that seems very personal. Are you ready to part with this? Because I would really like
this. Here's my monies.
Can you part with this? Are you ready to go? Because I would like this as well. And so she was.
It's beautiful.
It's gorgeous. Gorgeous.
I didn't know if you guys like won an auction, but now the story is fantastic.
No.
I love the photos.
She was just explaining the art and like what moved her. And I'm like, I feel that too as I look at it. And it was really cool to experience the art and then talk about it with the artist as well.
Yes.
Just a great experience.
And we got to do some small business Saturday in Iowa City on Saturday too. So that just, all of that felt great.
Isn't it awesome?
Okay. Those are our weekends. Plenty of like two photos. Listen to all those stories we got to tell. Now we want to see yours. And we want to share your stories as well. More photos, please get them up right now on the Z102.9 Facebook page.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric, your friends and neighbors. Z102.9.
4-day weekend, if you get Wednesday off, 5-day weekend, and it shows. We got a lot of pictures to go through.
So much fun happened over the weekend, including a bride who said yes to the dress.
Hey!
Hey, congratulations, Mrs. Beckner. And I guess your daughter.
Daughter first, mother of the bride second?
Yeah, I guess.
Is that the order of congratulations?
I should say congratulations to the bride who found the dress, I guess.
Congratulations to listener Amanda and her daughter, Kinsley. First of all, Kinsley's never gone Black Friday shopping, so they braved the crowds. It looks like she got her hands on the Taylor Swift album.
You had to do it, right?
Which was hard to grab this weekend
at
Target.
You had to.
And then a follow-up photo. She has a new vanity, and Z102.9 making an appearance somewhere in the vanity. So it's a little Where's Waldo photo, but thanks to Amanda for letting us in on what you guys did over the weekend.
I love also everybody who did a little bit of decorating over the weekend. It was a good opportunity to, you know, take all of the turkey stuff down and put the trees up. So thank you to Mary and Lynn and everybody who
Deb's
shared.
Tree.
Yes, gorgeous trees.
Brittany and her family was working with the West Lynn Community Group. They did a big pop can drive. And also Super Santa. So some public service, which was nice to get their kids involved. So, Brittany, thanks for sharing that.
Trish sharing that she went, to Dubo City Market, as did you, and supporting local a little bit.
Kim, one of many people enjoying a night at the Paramount Theater. Ralphie was in town, Peter Billingsley, and A Christmas Story hosted by the star of the movie. So many people got to experience that this past weekend in Cedar Rapids.
The nicest guy. We love talking to him on this show. He was so, so great. So glad you got to do that.
Did you see that I actually made One Shot Weekends twice?
Jilna,
our listener who used to sit by me at football games and their family moved to Florida, was back in town for Thanksgiving, made a point to come say hi during the game with Iowa, Nebraska. So we got a picture together, which was absolutely awesome.
Okay, I have not done the whole Black Friday shopping like hardcore. So Amy has her crew and it says they went Black Friday shopping, but it says 10:15 p.m. That's the timestamp.
Who was open on a Thursday?
Thursday?
At 10:15, because
that's Thanksgiving.
Pre-2020, that's where Black Friday was starting, like noon on Thursday.
That's where things were headed.
And it seemed it was getting a little ridiculous. And it's like, you know what? Maybe workers want to have turkey with their families.
Or maybe was it just like Black Friday? We started at 6 and then we went all the way to 10:15 p.m.
Could have been that day. Good point. Black Friday is a full day.
Amy, you got to tell us your whole hit list of the day. That was an intense day.
Nicole. Thank you for sharing what looks like half of the audience who went to see Beauty and the Beast on Saturday.
Can't wait to go this weekend.
We had a lot of friends and family go. Absolutely love it. You've got Wednesday, Thursdays are your best shot at tickets. I ran into LeFou at Nubo on Saturday.
No way. That's the advantage of shopping small. You'll run into people like LeFou from Beauty and the Beast.
Weekends and matinees are the hardest tickets to grab. He said as a cast, they are having so much fun. He also is in a scene with Belle, and he doesn't change his lines, but he changes the way he performs them every time. And he says that she's getting a little bit of frustration with him, but he's having so much fun doing it.
I'm having fun frustrating Belle.
So please enjoy Beauty and the Beast before that wraps up on the 25th. I think we need to use the power of the internet and go from Cedar Rapids all the way to Australia.
Yeah, mate, because we've got our friends from Australia posting. Our friend Corey from Australia went to look at Christmas lights in Australia.
Did I ask stupidly, do they celebrate Christmas in Australia, Claire? Yes, I'll admit I asked that. Of course they do. Why wouldn't they?
Yes, they celebrate Christmas, but...
But their seasons are opposite of our seasons. So right now they're in spring as we wrap up fall. Their first day of summer is December 21st. That just put that in perspective. They're looking at Christmas lights going into summer.
Summertime. But it's just a different kind of
December
feel.
25th hits the same time. It's just different weather in Australia.
He posted a second photo that I missed until just now. And one of the light up displays actually says, Merry Christmas Down Under.
Yeah, he's got two houses. You've got Santa and reindeer. And then, the other one has a special sign or somebody made it out of lights that says Merry Christmas Down Under.
That's awesome.
I love getting updates from Australia.
Me too.
Thanks, Corey. And thanks to everybody for posting your photos for One Shot Weekend. Still plenty of space because it's the internet. Continue to upload those photos.
That's how it works.
On the Z102.9 Facebook page.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
8:03 now with the morning scramble. Iowa police have an 18-year-old in custody wanted in connection with a killing in Milwaukee, Wisconsin back from October. 18-year-old Christian Martin currently being held in Buchanan County jail cell. Martin arrested in Iowa November 29th for speeding and controlled substance. When they ran his information, they found that outstanding warrant. Emergency crews from Johnson County, the city of North Liberty, and Swisher called to rescue two duck hunters on Saturday morning near Sandy Beach in Johnson County. This was 6:30 in the morning. It was a 17-year-old, an 18-year-old, and a dog. They're out in a canoe, and they're setting the decoy ducks on the water, and then they were going to canoe back to their blind and wait.
Yeah.
That's how you set up for duck hunting. One of the teens got out to position, and it wasn't that it was deep, but his wader started taking water on. He became so waterlogged, he couldn't get back into the canoe.
Uh-oh.
So he was standing there with cold water coming into his waders while they waited for the officials to arrive. They took two rescue boats, got him out, the one teen in the water. Hypothermia, okay, but they did have to send him off to the hospital. So a bit of a scary morning duck hunting in Johnson County on Saturday. Wrapping up the buzz with some sports shorts. Let's start with, if you know the words, sing along.
I don't.
Because I don't know the Wartburg fight song, so this is what you get for now.
Fight on, Wartburg.
The Knights of Wartburg.
We're gonna knight you really good.
We're gonna knight you really good.
That's the
Orange Crush.
Wartburg will host Bethel, the team that not co.
No!
Yeah, Bethel.
No.
Bethel's coming to Iowa.
Wait, are you sure Bethel's not gonna take the game from you, Wartburg?
Good point.
Watch your back.
As I have it right now, until the
Bethel takes it back.
Until Bethel's like, we have a beautiful campus. Maybe you should play football. There's more hotel rooms in St. Paul. Wartburg's hosting Bethel on Saturday at noon in the third round of the NCAA Division III football playoffs.
Total Bethel move.
Go Knights! Woo! So congratulations making it to that round. Cyclone football, for the first time ever in the program's history, 10 wins, and they're still going. They've got a Big 12 championship matchup with Arizona State this Saturday. I believe it's another night game.
No.
Because that's all Iowa State seems to play. And then depending on that victory, I keep seeing the Pop-Tart Bowl, which doesn't seem like the best bowl in the world for the season that they've had.
What they just did.
But it depends on how the other teams shake out in this new multi-team football playoff thing.
Okay.
So I've seen now new bowl games I haven't heard of for Iowa coming out this morning. So we have to wait through these championship games, these conference championships, and then we wait a day and then we'll know probably next Tuesday where everybody's going
just
bowling.
Just patient.
Yeah. The question Iowa has on their mind right now, will our team that going to the bowl game, who's going to be the quarterback and who's going to be the running back? Caleb Johnson skipping his senior season, made the announcement Sunday night on Instagram. He's going to enter the 2025 NFL draft. He did not specifically state if he's opting in or out of the bowl game. If I had a magic eight ball, signs pointing to not playing in the bowl game.
Caleb, no.
That'd be my guess.
No, Caleb, come on. It's so fun to play football.
You are already setting records at Iowa. Make them harder to beat records.
Wouldn't that be cool?
That'd be so cool.
Yeah.
Caleb.
And you know how much fun it is to play with
and you know
all your friends?
How much we need you.
Please. Please.
If just watching the replay of him scoring the touchdown at the Iowa game on Friday night, that shows you just he's a beast.
He is.
He should have been tackled 5 times ran like 72 yards for a touchdown. So
if
you wouldn't mind, just one more. You can still go to the draft.
One more game.
One more game.
Come on, Caleb.
Sometimes it's nice to be a little naughty. It's the Morning Scramble's Raunchy Christmas Movie Club on Z102.9.
7:44 now with the Morning Scramble, and there has been a slight alteration, a change to all those Lifetime and Hallmark sappy, warm, and fuzzy Christmas movies. They're getting a little bit more adult.
Yeah, which I appreciate. I think this is finally a way to get me to swallow that pill of, the sappy Christmas movie where you know exactly what's going to happen.
You had advance warning on this movie. I feel like it was about a month ago that we got word that Netflix was releasing a brand new holiday feature.
Here's this week's pick for Raunchy Christmas Movie Club with the Morning Scramble on Z102.9.
And that movie is Hot Frosty.
Hot Frosty. Mean Girls alum Lacey Chabert stars with Schitt's Creek alum Dustin Milligan as Frosty, Jack Frost.
Jack Snowman.
Who is a beautiful man snow sculpture who came to life through the magic of
a red
Christmas.
Scarf.
Yeah.
A hand-woven, hand-stitched red scarf.
And yeah, magic happens.
Hot Frosty, rated PG, available currently on Netflix. Dancing Eric Hansen watched it twice.
Why did you watch it twice?
Oh, I watched it Thursday morning early when I got up stupid early.
Yeah.
Just because I had a thing to do, and it was watch this movie. And Shannon showed some interest, which I didn't know she wanted to see. So we watched it again last night.
Okay.
So she could watch it.
Yeah.
My overall review is I was underwhelmed.
Underwhelmed?
When you told me that this was going to be raunchy and naughty, I was expecting a little bit more steam.
Yeah?
Just a little bit more. Shirtless dude doesn't do it for me.
It's a Christmas movie.
I know, but I thought at least we would start to dip a toe into like at least one scene in a bedroom.
It wasn't raunchy enough.
I wanted more raunch.
Oh, no.
It was lacking the raunch of the raunchy part of the movie. It was straight up Hallmark. And by the way, the premise is, and I'm not ruining anything, a woman whose husband dies from cancer has to realize she's going to lose a man she's falling in love with because he might melt. That's horrible. That is a horrible plot. Why would you do that to this poor, poor woman?
Oh, people die. But it's okay because he's hot.
No, it's
just, as long as he's hot while he's here now.
She loses men quickly, and that's horrible.
They could have called it Black Widow.
Small town diner owner in northern New York kills him when she loves him. Lacey Chabert is the Black Widow this Christmas season. I will tell you.
You are
Dustin Milligan, by the way, has... can you have negative body fat? Is that possible?
What did he do in the Galapagos?
His muscles had muscles. I mean, he looked like...
the veins in his arms. I was like...
a Michelangelo statue.
He was concave.
It was
like,
a beautiful specimen. I'll give him that.
He was a beautiful, beautiful specimen. And so many perfectly placed things in that town.
Yes.
Wow.
The things like scarves, like holly and mistletoe.
Yeah.
Just right somewhere between about the belly button and the kneecaps.
Right there. Yeah. Right where you needed it to be.
Otherwise, it was pretty formulaic, right?
Yeah, it really was. But I enjoyed it more than I thought I would.
Really?
It made me roll my eyes. Daryl from The Office was the
overly protective
sheriff in town, which actually he got on my nerves. Which I know that he, in the story, like, he served his purpose. Like, he, somebody had to be the bad guy.
He just didn't come across that believable.
No, that he was so unbelievable.
And part of it was when they do the scene where he's singing the song in the jail,
yeah.
I'm trying to take him seriously. I mean, the cop setup are like the bumbling cops from Police Academy.
Yeah.
You just have the really dumb one and the one who takes their job too seriously. I think it was just bad casting. I think they could have done better there. I was surprised to see Lauren Holly make an appearance in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
That was lovely. The raunchiest part was her having her car stuck in the snow. And that was just bad double innuendo to get the car out. Other than
that, though.
What?
I liked all of them.
You did?
I liked any time he had his shirt off.
If you're going to do that, give me more raunch. There wasn't enough raunch for me.
Not enough raunch for this.
Not enough raunch for this fella.
I thought that Dustin Milligan had his shirt off just enough for me to say, hey, festive fun for the whole family.
If you want eye candy.
Yeah.
Yes, I'll give you that.
But I could have watched this with my daughter.
Both?
Not both, but at least one.
You're tween for sure.
Yeah.
It's PG.
It's PG. It would have been fine.
Now
so it's like a Christmas movie.
The pushing the car from behind stuff might have required an explanation.
I'll give
you that.
Yeah.
Not gonna explain it.
Not unless she asks.
Fair enough.
But it was fun.
It was fun. I'm like, when are they getting in bed? They gotta get in bed. When are they getting in bed?
You had high hopes.
Yeah. Like, if you were hoping, like, you were going to have some wine and have a fire and watch this and maybe start the car, if you get by.
Got it.
There's no car starting.
No.
It's like, oh, that's it?
No, I think you had too high of hopes.
Actually, my hopes were low. I wanted dirty. I wanted raunchy.
It's not that raunchy.
I didn't want filth and I didn't want adult scenes. I was legitimate expecting
at least one
more
pan.
Than a kiss.
He had his own room.
Like Amish.
Jack Snowman had his own bedroom. Come on.
I'm calling this one lukewarm frosty.
Okay.
It was tepid frosty.
Tepid frosty.
Tepid frosty.
It's fine by me. It's fine.
It was fine. All right, one down. There are many more, hopefully more, in my opinion, I want more raunch.
Many to go.
Raunchy movies to come.
We'll try to up the raunch factor for Dance and Raunchy Hansen.
Morning Scramble, Raunchy Christmas Movie Club, Hot Frosty done. More to come with Morning Scramble all this week on Z102.9.
Merry Christmas. This is the Morning Scramble on Z102.9.
Ah, the magic of the holiday season, all through the eyes of a child.
Didn't you spend a lot of time with some nieces and nephews? Little ones?
I got a passel of nephews, all amped up and excited to meet Santa Claus.
Were you there as trees were going up and did they get to decorate? And like, what's it like to be that young and that excited?
I wasn't there for that, but we did get to talking right after we finished the turkey on, okay, what does everybody want? What are these little guys looking for? Because right after we do turkey, then we have a cousin's gift exchange. So my daughters and all of my nephews exchange names.
Fun.
And they
do the drawing?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, you get one gift from each of your cousins.
All of the fun of the holidays include a brand new tradition, which is the Morning Scramble Santa Line, thanks to Hertin and Stocker Jewelers. This is where you take the Z102.9 app. Once you put in a profile, you will see an upload button at the bottom. You click that, you record a greeting from your little one, get it to us, and we take it from there.
Yeah, we take it, we send it to the North Pole, and then the North Pole sends it back to us with a personalized message from Santa Claus himself.
A message we play on the radio and also make sure the family gets back directly so you can use that Christmas Eve. You could use it as you're getting ready for the holiday season. You could use it to change some behaviors. Whatever you want to do.
These are so magical, so wonderful, and so useful.
Brand new Santa line right now, thanks to Hertina and Stocker Jewelers.
Hello, everyone. It's a good news, bad news sort of day here at the North Pole. The bad news is the volcano in Iceland has slowed down some shipments of raw materials. But the good news is I have plenty of time for today's Santa line. Hector, hit it.
Hi, Santa. This is Layla, and this is my sister, Nora. I'm Layla, and I want a gymnastics bar and a lot of Squishmallows. And this is what my sister, Nora, wants. I want a baby and a baby doll. Thank you, Santa! Bye!
Well, hello, you two. Boy, if I could bundle up your energy and Christmas spirit, you sound like a human energy drink. First off, Layla. Squishmallows and an exercise bar. Got it. You know, if I bring you enough of those squishmallows, you can put those on the carpet as extra padding for your gymnastics routines. Now that I think of it, that's not a good idea. Use proper gymnastic padding. Don't want your parents mad at Santa. And dear Nora, my, how you've grown. You've asked for two types of dolls, a water baby and a baby doll. You'll have to promise to love them and watch out for them and take extra good care of them, okay? All right, Hector, is that it? Hector, please stop playing games on your elf pad.
Okay, I'm on the bus. Just one second. Can I finish this level? Please? Santa? Okay, I'll pause it.
If you could please contact Elf Traffic Control and see if our shipments are coming later today as promised.
Anything for you, big guy.
Thank you. That's all for now, boys and girls. But I promise more Morning Scramble Santa line will be coming soon.
Hey. It's a holiday, holiday.
Give Kris Kringle a jingle with the Morning Scramble Santa line. Presented by Hertina and Stocker Jewelers. Just click uploads on the Z102.9 app. Record your little one, send it to us, and we'll take it from there.
Happy holidays from Z102.9.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9.
Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.